You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
We are continuing our sermon series entitled A Love Worth Waiting For and Remaining Faithful To. And in previous weeks, we have actually talked about how are we going to define truth when we look at this subject, with what should be allowed and what should not be allowed with intimate relationships with people. Some people are engaging in intimate relationships with people of the opposite sex, and some people with even people of the same sex, or some are even switching back and forth. What is right and what is wrong, and what should we do? How should we behave? What is the standard? Well, we actually looked at the Word of God and looked at the Word of God for our standard, because the Word of God is truth. God's Word is truth. Jesus is truth. And we need to look to the Word of God first and foremost in every area of life, not to look at what society says, not to look at what other people say, not to look at what celebrities say or what movies say is good and true, what a book would say, or what you know, even a self-help person would write about, but to look at, to base first and foremost everything that we believe on the Word of God. And then last week, we actually started talking about physical intimacy. And we're going to do this, even as we did last week, in an appropriate manner and as discreet as we can. The Bible very often is very discreet on this topic. The Bible uses a term such as know, that Adam knew his wife. And that is talking really about the ultimate form of knowing, or the ultimate form of intimacy. We use the word intimacy, or physical intimacy, the phrase physical intimacy, to speak of this act of the man going into a woman. That's another phrase that the Bible uses. The Bible does also, though, use some terms that are a little bit more steamy, but we will still try to keep this as discreet as possible, and be as considerate of the young people that might be listening. What we started talking about last week, and you know, there are many people out there that actually say, well, God is a cosmic killjoy. He just doesn't want us to have any fun. He's telling us, don't do this, don't do that. And really, what we need to realize is that God created us, and that God created physical intimacy for our pleasure. He could have created children and created the world so that children came anyway. There's a concept that children come from storks, that storks deliver children, and that's the way it could have happened. You know, it could have, children could come down from outer space, or they could pop out of rocks or out of flowers, but God created for children to come from a woman after a man encompasses her, after a man goes into her and knows her and practices this physical intimacy, the what some people would call the act of marriage. And we see in Genesis chapter 2 that God had created Adam. He also created the birds of the air. He created the beasts of the field. He brought them to Adam. Adam named them. Yet there wasn't found anyone that was compatible to him and could help him. So what happened was we see that God actually created, had Adam fall asleep and took a rib out of his side and made a woman. And many people, and of course, Adam named her woman. And many people, I've heard people say that Adam looked at her and said, whoa, man, she was beautiful to him. And God created her that way. God created her to be desireful to Adam. But God designs for this intimacy to happen in the bond of marriage between one man and one woman. And we see in Jesus, by the way, said this in the New Testament, that from the beginning, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife. And that's what we see here in Genesis chapter 2. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program of Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. It's February and love is in the air, but will it last? Love that is based on looks, pleasure, fun, good times, wealth, health, etc. won't last. Godly love, though, isn't based on circumstances. Godly love involves an act of the will. Children and families in America desperately need for husbands and wives to commit to love one another as Christ has loved them. With God's help, you can love your spouse until death do you part. Welcome back to a Faster PC live support. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Well, you don't have to wait any longer. Get excited. This time, this is exciting. We're actually going to be helping people resolve their computer problems. We may help you resolve your computer problems. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can head over to our Facebook or YouTube video. Either go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Go to YouTube. YouTube channel is kind of new, and we don't have as many likes over there, but get over there and you can watch the show there as well. Or you can head to our website, afasterpc.com. We have links to both our Facebook page and our YouTube channel where you can watch this show in its entirety. And you know what? If you're driving down the road, you're doing other things, you're not able to watch right now, you'll be able to watch the show in its entirety at your convenience after the show is over. So, you know, but if you have a computer question, if you have a computer problem, if something's not working, now is your chance to get your problem solved for free. Give us a call, 772-340-1590, and let's see whether we can help you on this show resolve your computer problem. Also, we do have technicians that are standing by in the shop ready to resolve computer problems, and we'll be there today until 2, but you don't have to wait until then. Remember, computer problems?
Your Faster PC
solves computer problems. Questions ready to help you resolve your computer problems in the shop as well. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, A Faster PC Radio will answer your computer questions. But it gets even better than that, because we also have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems in the shop. And of course, we do this Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and also Saturdays, 9 to 2. And we're here. We're ready to answer your questions, ready to help you resolve computer problems as well. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, to be a part of today's show. And so anyway, we're here. ready to answer your questions. So give us a call, 772-340-1590. This is what we want to help you do here today. We want to help you resolve your computer problems. We want to help you resolve your computer issues. So 772-340-1590 will actually help you out there. One thing we do want to let you know, we are getting the live stream ready, and that'll be going up in just a few minutes. We'll be getting that set up. And we have a caller that's going to be joining us shortly. Alan Love will be joining us shortly. So live from Las Vegas, you want to stay around for that. One thing also, we want to let you know again. We'll be talking about some of the things that people have been going through, some of the computer problems that we've been solving this past week and whatnot. So you'll want to head over and check that out. And you want to listen to this. And of course, you can call us with your questions. Your questions don't have to be on any particular topic. They can be on any topic here. You can just give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. A Faster PC Radio will answer your computer questions. So this is something that definitely we want to help you out with answering your questions, help you resolve your computer problems as well. So you'll want to head over there to our website you can watch the videos on Facebook and YouTube over there at our website. We have links to both of those, and we're getting those going right now so that you can actually see that. So we are streaming a Faster PC Radio, actually a Faster PC Live technical support. So you'll want to head over there and get your computer questions answered. That way we can help you resolve computer problems, help you resolve computer issues. And you'll want to be a part of this. To have your computer questions answered, to have your computer problems resolved as well. So we're going to head over to our Facebook page, or actually we're going to head to the lines. We have Alan Love on the line. Welcome to a Faster PC Radio today, Alan. How can we help you today?
Well, Brian, thank you very much. The reason for my call is yesterday I saw a State Department security expert on a show on Fox Business, and he was mentioning that both Russia and the United States and other countries have the capability of shutting down electrical grids, interfering with the water supply of nations, stopping buses and trains and planes. And I'm just wondering, he said things have changed, that a country can do great harm without even following or without even having one shot of gunfire. And I was wondering, how concerned are you about something like this?
Yeah, so definitely I have heard that there are quite a few people, we've heard this from even some of our customers asking us questions about this past week. Definitely one of the things that is happening out there, Russia has been a huge part of many of the cyber attacks that we have experienced. In fact, some of the cyber attacks specifically exclude Russian people from Russia or computers from Russia. So Russia is a part of a lot of the ransomware that you see happening. Criminals in Russia that have the government's blessing, perhaps even people working for the government that are actually attempting to impact computers, computer systems, computer infrastructure. So they definitely are trying this, and it's something that definitely we want to pay attention to. And it's not something that is anything new, although this is something that definitely Russia has been attacking and has already been constant. And when we say Russia, I'm not necessarily saying the Russian government, because it may not be the Russian government. Again, it may be criminals, it may be hackers there. Maybe industry or what would be a criminal in another country, but it is something that, because they're going after Americans and they're going after American companies, they have the blessing of the Russian government. So they actually have kind of taken over. You remember Nigeria has been like the fraud capital of the world. You get all these requests from Nigeria. I have a whole bunch of money, I'm related to the former president, and I have a whole bunch of money. I need to get it out of the country, and I can't get it out of the country, so I want to use your bank account. And of course, they're trying to take money out of your bank account, not actually transfer money into your bank account, which is what they say. But it used to be Nigeria was really the capital of the world for all these scams and everything out there. But when we look at cybercrime, when we look at ransomware, when we look at the attacks that are happening on America's companies and also America's consumers and computers, a lot of those are originating from Russia. So you do need to be vigilant. We can actually talk about ways that you can help protect yourself throughout the show, and how you can actually help make sure that your systems are protected, and whether it's on a small basis, your personal computer, or whether it's on a company-wide basis. And one of the things that a Faster PC can offer now is we can actually come into to a business environment and do a cybersecurity audit. And this is something where we can actually show you how effective your protection is against this type of attack. Because it's important to have steps in place, and we'll talk about on this show, we'll talk about some of those steps that you need to have in place to make sure that your system is protected, to make sure that everything is going well there with you. So definitely take a look at this, and we'll be back, and if Alan wants to stay on, we'll talk to him later.
You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions. And we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems. A faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to A Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page, or you can go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit, you'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems. That's right, you do. We are back. We are ready to answer your questions. Give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. A Faster PC Radio is back on the air, and we do still have Alan Love on the line. And, of course, if you have any questions, whether it's about cybersecurity, making sure that your computer is safe or not, or any other question, you can give us a call, 772-340-1590, or type your questions into the live video that's going on over there at our website, at our Facebook page and also our YouTube channel. You can actually hit over there And you can watch that and listen to that and type your questions in there into the comment section. So Alan, I wanted to bring you back in. I know, you know, you had questions about this. You raised this issue. What are you hearing and what are you concerned about?
Well, you mentioned in the last segment, Brian, about banks. And one of the things that I've always been concerned about is computer hacking. And so I never went green with my financial statements because of the fact of my worry that one morning I wake up, check my accounts and find that there's no balance in it. And so I'm wondering, is really going green safe? And do you have any worries about going green? Because I've always felt that having that piece of paper showing my monthly balances is a safety feature at this point. And also, I would really like to hear a lot more from you this morning about how to protect your home computers and your business computers in a situation in case a cyber war breaks out. So if you could answer those questions, I think we'd all be appreciative.
Certainly. You know, one of the things that we want to to do, and we'll throughout the show we'll be talking about how to protect yourself, and how to protect your computer, how to protect your, you know, some steps that you can go through to make sure that your system is protected, your computers are protected. We want to actually, you know, we want to help you out with this. One of the things that we do want to do though is you know, we'll be showing you ways that you can actually protect yourself, ways that you can help protect your business. And now you were asking about, you know, whether you should go green as far as not having the physical paper. One of the things that you do want to do is you want to have a copy of your statements. You know, have that, of course, having a copy of your statements doesn't really protect your account from being hacked, but you know, really online banking check logging into your account on a regular basis can really be one of the most effective ways that you can keep track of your money. But you know, even if you switch from that paper statement that comes every month in the mail to, let's say, electronic, all that means is that you get the same statement in most cases, except you're getting it online in a PDF format. And PDF stands for portable document format, and it is something that's something that is there, and you can actually download that to your computer. And once you download it to your computer, you could print it out if you want to have a physical piece of paper in front of you. But as long as you have it on your computer and you have a good backup of your data, you should be safe. Your data should be safe there. So that's what I would suggest, you know, that you would do that. So we are going to be throughout the show talking about cybersecurity, how you can protect your computer, how you can protect your business network or your organization, whether it's a church or a civic organization, a nonprofit, or even a government entity, different ways that you can protect. But right now we do have Phyllis on the line, and we're going to head over and hear from Phyllis and see if we can help her out. Phyllis, how can we help you here on a Faster PC live support?
Hi, I don't have a question. I just want to thank you. You fixed my computer like a week ago, and it's so much faster. I don't have to take a break. I don't take a nap between printing photos. I'm very happy. You did what you said you were going to do in a timely manner, and I couldn't be more happy. But I just want to let you know I appreciate it, and you have a great business you got there. So if anybody has any questions, you're the man to see.
Thank you very much. Yes, thank you very much for that testimonial, Phyllis.
Yeah, thank you. If I need anything going forward, I'll be back. If I need another help, I need more help. So, but thank you so much. It was a great pleasure being with you.
All right.
Have a great weekend. I enjoy your show.
You too. You too. Thank you very much, Phyllis.
Like, you know, I'm kind of foolish, but that's okay. Thanks again. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you very much for that. For that help. It was a pleasure working on your computer. Speed up your computer, make it a lot faster for you. You know, that's one of the things we love to do here at a Faster PC. And thank you very much for calling in and just, you know, letting our listeners know, you know, how pleased you were. You know, this is something that, you know, over the years, our fastest and our best you know, revenue source has been repeat business and word of mouth, and we definitely are very, you know, we put a lot of time and effort into pleasing our customers, making sure that things are working well, and so this is something that we're actually looking for, and we want to thank you. Thank you for calling in, you know, to do that. So one thing that we do want to go over here today, though, is we want to actually show you how you can protect your system, how you can protect your network. So one of the best ways to do this, and really one of the most crucial things to have is to have a good solid backup. That's something that is crucial. You know, you see, I mean, we've seen this with, it was either the city of Stewart or Martin County. So they were hit. The Sheriff's Department of St. Lucie County was hit. Also, in addition to that, we also had the city of Atlanta was hit. It brought down their entire system, you know, as far as, you know, they couldn't collect payments for utility bills. They couldn't. There was so much that went down in Atlanta. And they spent a lot of money, maybe even more money than it would have cost, you know, if they would have paid the ransom. But, you know, if you pay the ransom, what you're doing is you're paying criminals. You're paying criminals to you're really encouraging them to come after you again and to come after other people. I mean, really what needs to happen is you need to make sure that you need to say, well, you know, work to actually eliminate some of this stuff. How can we get rid of this the threats that are out there? How can we make it financially unprofitable for these criminals? You know, we want to look to make it less profitable for them. The more people that pay them, the more it encourages them to do what they are doing. And you know, even the one major pipeline that was shut down last year, and, you know, they paid money, they paid the ransom, and the U.S. government was able to get some of that money back, but not all of it back. And of course, the fact that they paid them, first of all, it shows that they didn't have a good backup, that they didn't, have a really a good attack mediation system in place. They weren't prepared. And one thing, when we're talking about backup, and we've talked about backup quite a bit this year, one thing we need to realize is that it's vitally important that when we look at backup, it's vitally important that you have redundancy in your backup, and that you can go back. You know, you want to be able to go back to yesterday, but if you are hit with a ransomware attack, yesterday's backup is going to be encrypted. Most likely, the backup you made last week is also going to be encrypted. So, you know, if you're saving, let's say you have just one copy of your backup and it's from yesterday and your data is encrypted, let me tell you something, your backup is encrypted also, and you have no way of getting your data back unless you pay the criminals that actually encrypted your data. And do you want to pay the criminals that encrypted your data? I don't think so. It's not a good thing to do. It wouldn't be something that I would advise. So, you know, when you're looking at this, this is something that you want to be very, very clear on, that you actually are just, you know, you want to put yourself in a situation where you can protect yourself, where your system is actually protected. One of the things that we're looking at here is, again, making sure you have some redundancy in your backup. Now, you know, there are different ways that you can do that. You can do that through cloud backup. However, you know, cloud backup, you want to make sure that the cloud backup provider has a redundancy, that you'll be able to get multiple versions of your file going back at least 30 days, because you might have to go back 2 weeks ago. And now, you know, what happens between that then and now? Well, you're going to have to reconstruct that. Everything you've done, everything that you've entered, every transaction that happened is going to have to be re-entered. And of course, you know, how do you do that? Well, you know, you're going to have, you know, as Alan was talking about, paper copies is a good way to help with that. You know, when you have a threat like this, if you get hit, and we've had customers that have been hit and their backups from a week ago were encrypted, and you literally have to go back sometimes two weeks to get the data back. And of course you can bring it back up to that date, but then, you know, if let's say you are a municipal, you know, a big city, and you do, you know, maybe even a city of 100,000, 500,000, 200,000, what process did you do to generate utility bills between the time that your backup, the time that you were hit and the time that you restored to, you know, the time that you restored to and today? You have to go back and do all that billing. You might have to import meter readings again. You might have to forego billing for one cycle so that you can get back up and running. And you know, you're going to have some revenue shortfalls. You know, if you're not a government entity, maybe you're a business, you're going to have revenue shortfalls in that case as well. You know, even if you have a backup, there is still downtime. And let me tell you, if you have a backup and you're going to the cloud backup, you're actually looking at cloud storage, and you're going to download all of your data from the cloud, it's going to take a while to download your data as well. They're not going to give you that data as quickly as you're capable of downloading it, because they're not only giving you data, they're giving a lot of other people data, and they throttle the amount that you're actually able to get. And we've actually seen in one case with one gentleman, we saw it took a week to get his data back off of the cloud. He got it all back, but the system was waiting for a week downloading the data.
You're listening to a Faster PC radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website of fasterpc.com And we have a link there that says Listen to a Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions. So ask them. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
The Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to a Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. Ready to answer your questions, ready to help you resolve your computer problems in the shop as well. And of course, we do this on a regular basis. We have been talking about how you can actually protect yourself from a ransomware attack. And, again, probably the number one way that you can do this is to have a good quality, good copy of your backup. And one of the things that we actually recommend with the backup is that you not only have if you're going to use cloud backup, that's great, but I would recommend also having a local copy of the backup. And when I say local, I mean something that you can lay your hands on relatively quickly. Typically what we advise is to have maybe three external hard drives. And you have one that's connected to the computer, and that computer actually, it would have current backups, hopefully, depending on your backup system. We do like a Cronus backup. You can use Windows backup, but Windows backup will only store one copy of the backup for a non-server. If you do have a server, you can format the drive so that it continually uses the same drive just for it's a special type of formatting where it's just used for Windows backup, and it will actually make a backup of your system, and it will go ahead and the next day, if you're doing a daily backup, the next day it'll make another backup. And we recommend not using that you make full system backups. That way it's not an incremental backup. With an incremental backup, you have to have your current backup you have to have the original backup, and every incremental backup along the way has to be there, has to be intact, has to work. If you have problems with a backup, you don't want to lose everything. So making a full system backup alleviates that. You want to be able to have a daily backup if possible, or a weekly backup at least, depends on how often you make the changes. We have one customer that, they have Carbonite. So their data is all backed up through Carbonite automatically. But they have us come in once a month and make sure that they have a good quality backup of their systems locally, so that in case anything happens, and they can get it hopefully off of the external hard drives, and if not, then they can go to Carbonite. We have another client that they're doing weekly backups. And we do this remotely. They're doing weekly backups with a Cronus on several of their systems, and they're also using another cloud backup that actually is backing up their data on a daily basis. And we can go in and we can restore their entire system or just a file or two. It's helpful to be able to restore a file that from yesterday, especially if you make a mistake. And you realize, hey, I made a mistake. I'm not sure what I changed, but I know I made a major mistake. And you realize you make a major mistake. Hopefully you realize that soon enough, you can go back and get that backup from the day before. Now, if you're just backing up your files and you're backing those up onto the same media, and let's say you made a mistake, and you go through the process of backing up your files, and your backup replaces your good file that was prior to the mistake, well, then you have a problem. That's why, a full system backup is a good way to go. There are other ways that you can back up. Even if you're just doing a file backup, you can, on an external hard drive, it can be backed up and then zipped to a date. A file that has is protected by an odd file name. You can do that and that's another thing. If you're backing up just your files to an external hard drive, and that external hard drive is connected to your computer, and you or someone on your team is tricked into opening up an email that has an attachment that starts encrypting your data, well, guess what? It's not only going to encrypt the data on your computer, it's also going to encrypt the data on your backup. So it's important, if you're just doing a file backup, do the file backup and then eject the drive.
Now, what do I mean by eject the drive? Well, let me show you. I'll click over to a full screen to actually show you this on the screen for those, and I'll verbally describe this for those who are just listening on the radio. But what you're going to want to do, and I actually have a external hard drive connected to my computer right now, and what I'm going to do, I'm going to go over to the lower right-hand corner where there's the arrow. Now, you may see the symbol. You're looking for the symbol that looks like a USB plug. If you see it next to the clock, and this is on a Windows-based system, then if you see it next to the clock, then just click on it. If you don't see it, you'll see an arrow that points up, most likely. Or if you have an older operating system, it might point to the left. But you're going to click that, and that's going to expand the different, it's going to expand and show you all the programs that are running in the background that aren't or that are hidden. So we're going to go up and look for what looks kind of like a USB plug in some earlier operating systems or a USB thumb drive in some later operating systems. And you're going to click on that, and then you're going to go to eject. And that's going to go through the process. And I'm not sure, I might actually have that drive open. So it's going to tell me that the file is in use. So what I need to do, I need to go over here and I need to look, and I actually do have that drive open. So I just closed that drive. So I should be able to go back, click on the arrow, go back up to that USB symbol, click on it, and click eject, and it should eject. Now, if it doesn't eject, and it did just eject, and it's about to show me a message, it's now safe to remove that device. So this is important that you want to, if you're only making a file backup, once you make that file backup, you want to remove that from your computer just in case you're tricked into opening an attachment that starts encrypting your data. Because again, you won't know that it's encrypting your data unless you have good programs that are detecting what's happening on your system. You're not going to necessarily know this, what's happening, until your data is encrypted. And what happens once it's encrypted, you get a message that pops up on your screen that tells you your data is encrypted. You have 24 hours to either pay the ransom or you're not going to have access to your data. And we've had a lot of customers that wait until after that 24 hours to call us. And you know, at that point, their data is encrypted. The only way to get it back is to pay the money, or if you have a good backup, you can go back and you can get the backup. And by the way, again, paying the money to the criminals. These are criminals. Paying that money to the criminals is not a good thing. It's not something that we would suggest. Why? Because you're paying criminals. You're helping, you're encouraging them to do this to other people. To do this to, you know, maybe to come after you again. In fact, they already know if you pay them, you're a prime target. They're probably going to come after you again. In fact, if they have come after you, you want to be very, very sure and that they're not still in your system. I would look and make sure if you are hit with one of these ransomware attacks, I would go, especially if you have a file in your computer that's not password protected that has your passwords on it. I would go and change your passwords to all of your online accounts. If you store your passwords in your browser, you know what I'm talking about. When you go to a website and you log in and you go to see a little pop-up, you want to save this password. Well, if you click yes, it's saving that in your browser. And what happens is there are ways to retrieve that password from your browser. We have access to these ways, and we use it for good. If someone forgets their password, or if they don't know what their passwords are, we can actually help them go in. And, you know, even if we can't access
their Windows. If we can't boot into Windows, maybe they have a bad hard drive also. They don't know what their passwords are. We have software that we can run that will actually show us what the passwords are from the programs. Now, that's a tool that is potentially dangerous. It's dangerous in the wrong hands. We're doing it for good to actually help out our customers. But the criminals would do it so that they can get access to your accounts so that they can go. And maybe, you know, you might say, well, I don't have anything. Maybe you don't have much money in the bank. Maybe you say, well, you know, what do I have that they want? Well, you have friends, you have relatives. If they get into your email address, if they get into your Facebook account, they're going to start sending your friends. They're going to start sending your relatives requests. They're going to start sending them requests. They're going to try to infect their computers. Or they're going to try to tell them that you're stuck in some part of the world and you need their help and you need them to wire money to you. Or they're going to tell you a whole bunch of other, you know, they're going to try to trick your they're going to either try to trick them into giving you money, which of course it's not going to be going to you. It'd be going to the scammers, the criminals, or they're going to try to infect your friends or maybe encrypt their data. So, you know, this is something, even if you don't have us, you know, anything that you consider important, just realize that the relationships you have, the contacts you have, the people that you communicate with, the people that you love and care about, you don't want their computers to be hacked. You don't want them to receive emails that say they're coming from you that are attempting to infect their computer. You don't want them to be tricked out of giving money, thinking they're giving money to you to help you out in a bind, only to realize that they actually were swindled and they gave money to criminals. So you do want to I would suggest you go and you actually change all of those passwords. And in the future, I would suggest you don't store passwords in your browser. I don't do it. I don't store any passwords in my browser. And
we're coming
really
to the end of today's show. But if you've missed any part of this show either, or just want to listen to it again or watch it again, because you can do that at our Facebook page and YouTube channel. You can not only hear the show, but also see the show. And when we've described and shown you how to resolve computer problems, you can actually see that and watch it over and over again at our Facebook page or our YouTube channel. You can get there by going to our website at fasterpc.com and clicking on the links. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO.
The title of tomorrow's sermon is A Love Worth Waiting For and Remaining Faithful To, God Created Physical Intimacy, Part 2.
You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You can find a Faster PC's Facebook page and YouTube channel by searching for a Faster PC on Facebook and YouTube, or by going to our website and clicking on the links. While there, you can actually watch the show, not only hear the show, but also watch the show and see the steps that we go through to actually resolve computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 on the east side of US 1, just north of Rio Mar. We're also on the web at www.afasterpc.com. Again, that's afasterpc.com. And you can reach us at 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. It's February and love is in the air, but will it last? Love that is based on looks, pleasure, fun, good times, wealth, health, etc. won't last. Godly love, though, isn't based on circumstances. Godly love involves an act of the will. Children and families in America desperately need for husbands and wives to commit to love one another as Christ has loved them. With God's help, you can love your spouse until death do you part.